You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A big day this was for the two people who will arguably be running this economy for the next number of years. I speak here, of course, number one, of Fed Chairman Jay Powell, who did an online thing at Princeton today in which he said, among many other things, now is not the time to exit. Allow me to translate, if I might. That is Fed speak for, we are going to keep on propping up this economy with low interest rates for as long as we have to. And to that, the other guy, the one who's going to be in charge of this economy in 6 days, said, I see your interest rates, Jay, and I will raise you $1.9 trillion. President-elect Biden is rolling out his economic relief plan tonight. Another $1,400 in checks to individuals, more unemployment assistance, billions for vaccines and testing and tracing, all the stuff we all kind of thought would be in there. And however much of it does pass the new Congress, it is not going to come a moment too soon, because this being Thursday, we got new numbers for initial unemployment claims this morning. A big spike back up to almost 1 million people who lost their jobs last week. And that comes as some new research from the Federal Reserve shows the unemployment rate for this economy's highest paid workers has fallen down underneath 5%, while for the lowest paid workers we have, it's as high as 20%. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst gets us going.
The numbers paint what economists have called a K-shaped recovery. Things are improving for the better off and getting worse for the rest. Paul Iverson, an analyst at the University of Iowa's Labor Center, says there are long-term ramifications to this.
People that were already in a precarious position, that were one paycheck away from disaster, now find themselves without that paycheck. And so disaster is the result.
Industries like hospitality, which tend to be low wage and employ more Black and Latinx workers, have been particularly hard hit by the pandemic. Daniel Manayenko is an economist at the University of Michigan.
The issue of very, very different levels of unemployment in the different sectors of the economy is not going to go away until we allow our restaurants and hotels to operate at near full capacity.
In yesterday's speech, Federal Reserve Governor Brainard emphasized the need for urgent economic policy to help millions of unemployed Americans. Trevon Logan, an economist at Ohio State University, agrees.
We do need to support the income of these workers, particularly those who are in these high-contact service industries who are seeing reductions in hours and now facing increasing and prolonged unemployment.
But he also says economic recovery hinges on the success of the vaccine rollout. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.
One of the big worries from all of this sustained unemployment is that it could bring a big increase in homelessness. A report from the Economic Roundtable says that without real government intervention, this pandemic is going to lead to twice as much homelessness as the Great Recession did. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
If nothing changes, over the next 3 years, about 600,000 people could end up in shelters, on the streets, or crashing with family or friends. Anthony Orlando is one of the researchers and a real estate professor at Cal Poly Pomona. He says we probably won't see most of that for another year or even two.
Homelessness is one of the last things that we detect when an economy tips into a recession.
Because, he says, people tap into whatever they can to try to pay their rent for as long as they can.
Whether it's their savings or their family support or whatever they can tap into, stimulus payments. And we don't start to see who can't pay their rent anymore until after the recession is over.
After the Great Recession, researchers found about 10% of people who lost jobs in Los Angeles, for example, ended up becoming homeless. And they predict that number will likely be higher this time.
Because the people who have been losing jobs are those who are already the most vulnerable.
Jill Kadoury researches housing policy and homelessness at Apt Associates.
People who are already living in poverty, very low-wage workers, people who are in communities of color, households with little wealth.
And little savings or financial support from family to fall back on. Housing advocates say one of the most effective ways to help people avoid homelessness would be to give more of them vouchers under the housing program Section 8. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.